Hi, how are you?
How you doing out there?
Did you miss us?
We missed you.
As you all know, I am She Cousin.
And I am he cousin.
And this is the Cousin Time Podcast, where your favorite cousins talk about anything, everything, including stuff going on in the world and in our heads. Cousin, how was your week?
Week was long and empty. My cousin wasn't here. I had nothing to do.
I'm so sorry, cousin.
Oh man, what a week. No, it was all right. All right.
You had a friend. Your friend visited
oh,
you.
That's right.
I hope you don't listen.
My man's visited. My brother Jalen visited. I'm sorry if you didn't want me to give you his real name. My homeboy visited. We did some music, so we might be getting some new music soon.
Holler! I'm excited.
Outside of that, it was decent. I had the house to myself. You know, I did house to myself things. I played my music loud and stuff like that.
Okay.
You know, I did some cleaning. And I thought spring was coming. Still not here. And I just was waiting for my cousin to get back.
Okay.
Smoked a lot of weed.
Nice, cousin. Very nice.
How was Maryland?
It was good.
You see Ray Lewis?
No, okay. I did not see him. Hasn't he ascended already?
Maybe.
I don't know.
On the third day.
No, for those of you who don't know, I went to go visit my friend in the Maryland.
Baltimore.
Maryland is the state.
Yes.
We flew into Baltimore, but we were in Tacoma Park, Maryland, which is pretty nice. If you're from Chicago, it's pretty much a mix of Wicker Park and Oak Park mixed together.
What if you're not from Chicago?
If you're not from Chicago, it's from those places. Just look them up. I don't know what else to fucking tell you, but it's a hipster and suburban at the same time. Lots of hills. The streets are like hills, and because of some of them bitches, we went down one street and I legit couldn't see the bottom of the hill.
How you can't see the bottom of it?
I felt like I was in a roller coaster.
Yeah, though, you should get you a electronic scooter.
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, what about
It was cool. Friday night, you know, Friday we went out. We were in downtown DC, so we got to see the Capitol building. And let me tell y'all something. If y'all saw when those dummies ran up inside the Capitol building, I got to see that. And the magnitude of it is ridiculous. Like, first of all, like, you know, it's just a quite sizable building. It's a big ass fucking building.
Let me ask you something.
Uh huh.
He cousin.
Okay.
Is relatively fit.
Right.
If you had to take the effort it would have took me to carry a podium out of there and get it back to my house.
Right.
What would the effort be for me on a scale of 1 to 10?
Okay, the effort for you, for somebody who's in shape, because this is a wood podium, not like no cheap press MDF board with wood grain painted on it. Like, this is actual wood.
I'm understanding.
I would say the equivalent of maybe like maybe what the 265-inch TVs, and then maybe a 35-inch TV.
I can't carry all that by myself.
Right, you can't.
It's a scale of 1 to 10.
Right.
Well, that's not a scale of 1 to 10.
That's a scale of Dietrich. That's what I can relate that to for you to carry.
I guess I was saying, like you were saying, how, like, it wasn't no easy
thing to walk He had to have help. Right. He had to have had help.
He had to bring a dolly.
Yeah, so y'all, look at this. Where the Capitol building is in relation to the White House and like where these people had to walk. once again, in relation to Chicago, imagine walking from fucking Cermak and Michigan to Jackson and Michigan. Now, while it's not impossible to do, but that's just not something you do every fucking day. It's a nice little distance.
What about our viewers?
That's a few miles. That's a couple miles. What's that?
What about our viewers that's not from Chicago? Can you sum that up for them to make, like, give them a sense of
how far? Yeah, 4 miles.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm guessing. Is it right? I don't know. You have to do your own math and see.
There's other people that people in Chicago listen to.
Listen, I can't help that.
No, you're going to give all of this accurate description about stuff.
Yes, like, yes, I am. Because I'll use it to what's in relation to what I know.
Okay.
If not, then just look at the map. I don't know what else to goddamn tell you. But anywho, it was cool. It was windy as fuck. I'm like, I thought the Windy City was in Chicago. It was cold as hell that night we went out. But it was cool to see everything and we had fun. I failed and bust my shit, so that kind of fucked up my whole Saturday. And I'm still dealing with that bullshit. So we'll see how work goes tomorrow. But I got fun, had fun, got drunk. We really didn't like go out to like any like restaurants and shit. We went to one club that we were able to get into, because one club you need a reservation. The second club costs $20 to get in, and I don't pay to get into no goddamn club. And then the third place was cool, but I really couldn't like dance and shit because, you know, my knee all hurting from when I fell. So then we just drove around and we smoked in the car and we went back to downtown DC, you know, to look at the buildings and stuff while they were lit up. And then we went to Denny's. And then I had the most terrible experience I've ever had in my life at this Denny's. And tomorrow when I'm at work on break, I will be contacting corporate and leaving messages on Yelp and Google because
I'm in reviews. I hop over Denny's.
Because, yeah, this was just garbage. Like, everybody in that bitch, including the managers, were incompetent.
What he probably lived like, we really did a good job in there.
No, they didn't. And then my friend left her glasses there.
Mm-hmm.
But we were still there when they cleaned the table off. Mm-hmm. So they threw her glasses away.
Wow.
Yep. Because when we got up, they went to clean the table. We were still there at the register trying to pay the bill when they cleaned the table off. And they threw her glasses away.
Yeah, disrespect.
Yeah, straight disrespect. I could smack the shit out of everybody that worked in there. The cooks, the managers, everybody. It was just terrible. By that time, it was 5 in the morning, and we were just like, okay, we just need to get back to the house and go to sleep. So that was that. We took pictures, and it was a lot of fun. It's really pretty there, like, nature-wise. The houses are nice to look at, but it's not enough city for me. It's not enough city. So, yeah, that was my weekend. And my week before that, it didn't matter because I was going out of town. So, I'm like, I don't care.
Gangsta.
Got my feet done. Got my nails done. Wednesday was a very fun day. I was high all day. When I mean high, I mean from 8 a.m. until the next fucking day, I was high. And it was amazing.
And that's how we do
it. And anybody who was a part of that, I thank you and appreciate you because y'all the real MVPs. So, that was pretty much my week.
Well, we did the damn thing.
We sure in the hell did. So, why don't y'all tell us what y'all week was? We would love to hear it.
Y'all ain't gonna tell us.
But y'all not gonna tell us because y'all don't love us.
Y'all just wanna hear us talk.
Right. And cool. I guess I'm kind of okay with that, but at the same time, I'm not. It's like, so y'all don't got nothing to say? Like, at all?
I know I said to writers like 15 times in these last couple podcasts. So now y'all just not listening to me at all.
Right. I'm actually now.
Feelings is hurt.
Now I'm a sad cousin. And you don't want to make cousins sad.
Who made you sad?
They did.
I'm coming for y'all. Turn around. Don't get scared now. I could have been there.
Next, because I know somebody who got two guns up right behind you right now. You don't need to know it.
You don't need
to
know
it. You don't need to know it. But yeah, so.
That's don't hurt my cousin feelings.
Yeah.
Right into the cousin time podcast.
I get high, high, high.
All the time.
I get high, high, high.
Every day.
I get high, 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 high.
So, if you didn't know, guess what we're doing? So, today...
Cousin.
Yes, cousin.
In honor of my cousin bringing the weed to the podcast, I'm going to ask my cousin the question that my cousin asked me. Hey, cousin.
Yes, cousin.
What are we smoking today?
Today, we are smoking Sky Fuel.
Nice. Nice, nice, nice. Do you have any,
stats?
Yeah, any stats? On
Sky Fuel.
The makeup.
Let me go to our handy dandy leafly.
It's from Vegas.
It is. We did procure this from my second home, Las Vegas.
Do you think that they get their stuff from Vegas?
Well, it depends. So, they just sell stuff from different, like, companies. So
the company sent it there. So, it don't necessarily be grown anywhere.
It could be, like, depending on if the farm and stuff is there. Like, some dispensaries have their own, like, farms where they grow and sell their own stuff. But with that still, they,
Sorry to stop because it's 420 Eve.
It is 420 Eve. So... You know what tomorrow is.
You know what tomorrow is. Let me ask you a question. What you smoking tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
Write to the Cousin Time podcast and tell us what you're smoking on.
Would you like to smoke what we smoke? Holler at us later. You know our numbers.
I got you on the low.
They don't have Sky Fuel. They have Jet Fuel and Rocket Fuel.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm amazing.
Test, test.
Oh, I'm living the dream. So.
So.
Headed to happenings in the world. If, oh, Lord. And it's a lot. It's been a lot of happenings. I've been holding on to some of these for a while. So. Something that we talked about earlier.
With the haps.
Lil Nas X and the lawsuit with Nike has been settled. So, if you didn't hear us on our previous podcast, go listen to it. I'm not filling you in on what happened.
Right, and tell us how you feel about it.
Right. So.
No, y'all, it's on that.
Oh, God.
You ain't going to write.
Oh, and if you didn't know, this is episode 10, which is my favorite number. So. Holler. So, yeah. So, Lil Nas X and his lawsuit with Nike gets settled. Nike pretty much just say, hey, look, we don't agree with this shit. So, pretty much anybody who bought a pair has to essentially return it. Or if they keep it, anything that happens because of with said shoe, they are not liable for. They have no ties to this, anything. And that includes the Jesus shoes that they came out with, mm-hmm. that the same company did previous to the Satan shoes. So, because the argument was, you know, well, this same brand did a Jesus shoe and Nike didn't say anything. So now if they do a Satan shoe, why all of a sudden all this backlash? So Nike was like, okay, look, if you got the Jesus shoes, if you got the Satan shoes, send that shit back. It was not marketed as artwork. It was marketed as shoes. Essentially as that, like, you know, that so, like omission of truth thing. Like, I'm not saying it's Nike, but I'm not saying it's not Nike.
So they're
at the
saying
same
that
time.
The people who bought them got to send them back. And if they don't, then what?
Okay, if they don't, hold on, because I got the article right here.
What is it? If they see me on the street, they're going to lock my ass up? Hey, fuck you, Nike. You're going to have to catch me in these little nines.
I cannot with you.
Little nines.
Hold on, let me look for it. Nike has asked Mischief, and Mischief has agreed to initiate a voluntary recall to buy back any Saint shoes and Jesus shoes for their original retail prices to remove them from circulation. If any purchasers were confused or if they otherwise want to return their shoes, they may do so for a full refund. Purchasers who choose not to return their shoes and later encounter a product issue, defect, or health concern should contact Mischief, not Nike. The parties are pleased to put this dispute behind them. And why the Satan shoes, which had 666 pair, mm-hmm. they had already sold 665.
Damn.
And was shipped to collectors before the temporary restraining order hearing last week. Because Lil Nas X apologized about it and then trolled his fans about it, because then his ass was like he decided to drop these also to even the score, and they were some what kind of shit was this? They don't look like Nike. Don't they look like a Fila or something? That they Chick-fil-A some chicks, there. They some Chick-fil-A 3 John 3 16ths.
Cut it out.
But yeah, so that's that. That whole thing is, you know, settled. And then something, you know, a little bit more recent. Your boy Usher Raymond, gets caught at a strip club. Throwing fake $100 bills. And not like fake in the sense that somebody just printed fake money. Fake in the sense that his face is printed on it because it was money used for one of his music videos. At a strip club. The strippers think they're getting all this money, cousin. And it's just fake $100 bills. How you feel about that? How would you feel if you went to work and got your pay and you looked at the money and that money said Best Buy written on the front of it? It's worth absolutely nothing.
I would definitely have to find Usher. I mean, I think that you can get sued for that.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I've given you a service.
Mm-hmm.
Bitch. You gonna pay me with this?
Well, with your big ass head printing on. It's like ain't nobody on no $100 bills. Got no motherfucking fade in the lining. No. Oh, I'd kill him.
Man.
That is unacceptable.
It would be nothing. They would be having a concert, and I would have a concert and charge all of the people, and I would get him to come and do a concert, tell him I was going to pay him at the door, mm-hmm. have him do the thing, and then mm-hmm. give him all that Usher money back.
Like wow. Like, that's wild. Like, did you think you weren't going to get caught?
I don't know. But I'm like, what was they going to do? I guess like if they didn't catch him at that point. Like, if he did it and threw it and left and got the clout for it and everything and bounced, then it was just like he did what he did. What if he just shooting a video or whatever that was?
But he wasn't shooting a video.
You don't know what he was doing.
No, what you mean? I don't know what he was doing. It said the nigga went to the strip club. Be at the strip club and was shooting a music video.
I don't know. What he was doing. This shit don't make no sense. Like, how was he throwing all of this money? Like, do people not dance? Do they not pick the money up after the song? Like, where did he go?
I mean, if you were VIP, and if you are a VIP, you don't necessarily sit up there and check that if they throwing $100 bills at you, checking to see if the money they throwing, like, they're not standing there picking with a goddamn the damn marker they use to see if your bills is counterfeit.
But it's got his face on it. I mean, you wasn't like squatted down but and looked at the bills.
The club is dark, cousin.
You're right. The club
is dark. And I'm like, I'm not worried about picking the money up because the money going to get picked up.
I guess I'm just kind of upset that I'm upset with Usher. Why would you play that? Why would you do that? You too late in the game to do shit like that. It's like y'all would expect that from one of the new guys. Not saying that the new guys would do right. that. But
you too somebody, old to be doing somebody stupid shit.
Somebody who just came in the game and it was, you know, just got all right. the money and was still on the, like, I just came up shit. Like, right. I could see them pulling some shit, like, you know, right. not knowing no better or something like that. Like, they were still, you know, mm-hmm. on some kid shit. But it's like, Usher, you grown.
Right.
Like, what are you doing? I don't know. Right. It rubbed me the wrong way. It wasn't gangster.
Mm-mm, not at all.
It wasn't gangster.
Oh yeah. So clearly, the state of Minnesota doesn't want to be a state because they keep killing black people, and they keep fucking shit, and black people keep fucking shit up. Like they. So Minneapolis police pulled this black man over, and the reason they pulled him over was because he had a fucking air freshener hanging from his rearview mirror. And they told him to get out of the car. When he got out of the car, they shot him. Now, the bitch who shot him said that she thought she had her taser. Come to find out that he had a warrant. Now, before you read all into this, the warrant he had was for a missed court appearance via Zoom. They... meaning the courts and the state of Minnesota, sent his court appearance information to the wrong address. So he never got it. So they issued a bench warrant for him for missing court when they were the reason why he missed court. And then this happens and he gets shot. Now, my question is, how the fuck do you... as a quote-unquote trained police officer in the force for years, mistake your gun for a taser, but you knew that Tamir Rice, who was playing with a fake gun, was a real gun. Or you knew that all the other people that you fucking killed who did not have guns, you thought it was a real gun. But all of a sudden... you forget that your taser and your gun is not the same fucking thing?
I don't feel like the taser and the gun. Now, I don't, like, just to throw my dog in the fight. I don't know the build of her firearm versus her taser. But I pretty, just in looking at, like, I watched, you know. Like
so the picture that I remember seeing, because they were talking, I saw a video about this.
They had both of them up.
Yeah.
They look the same?
No. The taser is in a yellow case attached to a hip.
And it's like, it's fat. It's fat at the tip, normal, right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I know what it looked like. You know what I'm saying? I seen it. And I was just like, in my head, it's just like, when I'm holding then, a regular gun,
right?
Then holding the taser, it feels two different ways.
The weight of it is completely different.
I'm just like I can't get with that. As an adult who I feel like I think with my right mind, and I wouldn't accept that excuse from any adult.
Yeah, no.
You ain't finna come to me as any color officer and tell me that you don't know your pistol from your taser.
Right.
Well, how you make it here?
When you standing there holding the shit. So it wasn't like, you know, it was like he got out the car, you grabbed it and real fast and you didn't pay attention and you just shot
it. You had to pull it off safety.
You exactly.
It should have been on safety. So how you pull it off safety? The taser, though, I don't know if the taser don't have a safety switch like that.
Right. So explain to me how that worked.
You pulled the gun off safety. I'm just like, no, I'm not taking that. Even as an adult. You're
right.
Not finna sit here and tell me that you don't know the difference between a fucking pistol and a what's name, and it's a fucking traffic stop.
Right.
For a warrant that's not even serious.
They didn't even know he had a warrant.
Oh, you pulled me over for an air freshener, so you
should. They pulled him over for that and then ran his name to find out about the warrant.
But I'm saying, even after that, so he was already out the car and everything.
I didn't watch the video because I'm not doing that shit no more.
I just in my head, you're like, you're not finna sell that.
So
to
then
me. I refuse to buy that.
So of course this happens. Like, I think they said 3 miles, like down the street from where there's currently the Derek Chauvin trial happening for George Floyd. That's happening right down the street. Down the street from where they killed this man was where they killed Philando Castile, because that was also in Minnesota. Mm-hmm. Also come to find out that the teacher for Dante Wright is George Floyd's girlfriend. All right, it was just like, it just brought up this whole, like, you know, how we as Black people have to constantly deal, like, we are in this never-ending trauma cycle, because it's not like, okay, it's like, yeah, you know, somebody else was killed, right? But it's like, you don't know, like, the effect on that. Like, you know, this woman was this man's teacher. She could have had, you know, you know how you have relationships with teachers, mm-hmm, that extend outside school, outside after you graduate. Right. So if you was close to this teacher, this teacher felt some way about you and your education and whatever, and you got a baby, and, you know, ain't no telling, you know, that teacher could have been affected your kids. Like, you don't know what happened. It's like, not only did she, you know, she lost her husband or boyfriend, and now, you know, she's lost a student, and, you know, and who knows, like, she might have knew Philando Castile girlfriend. They probably wouldn't got the, you know, it's just like this constant thing where it's, you know, the 7 degrees of separation. It's like, yeah, we always,
everything connected.
So it's just like, it's just fucking ridiculous. Mm-hmm.
No.
And ain't shit gonna change until y'all niggas decide. I'll kill all the white people.
Don't say that online.
I guess I'm not gonna say that online. Y'all ain't hear that from me, folks. Listen. Y'all heard it from somebody else. Listen.
Everybody upset, man. It's like, man, it's no fix, man. Yeah, like, I mean, to everybody understand where it's like, if everybody wanted the same thing, I tell, because, like, this was the main reason, like, I got off social media. Because all you niggas is fucking fake out there. Everybody, like, in my head, if everybody was Black Lives Matter, if everybody was positive and pro whatever, like, everybody got a fucking Facebook page and telling me how fucking sad they is, fuck Paris and all of this fucking shit. I'm sitting here trying to understand all of why the world's so fucked up when everybody got these good hearts on fucking Facebook.
Mm. Ooh, cousin. I don't think y'all weren't ready for that.
But I'm just saying, so I'm like, I understand that there's stupidity and, you know, evil, mm-hmm, out there, because that's just what the world is and stuff like that. But if it was as much good out there as I see on fucking Facebook, mm-hmm, and it was just like, for that same situation, the Facebook now is divided down the fucking middle.
Well, it doesn't help that
nobody like nobody.
Yeah, but Facebook.
That's why the aliens coming. It's gonna fuck all y'all up.
They announced it last year that aliens was real. So yeah, if y'all ain't pay attention to that, then
y'all niggas still worry about stupid shit down here.
But
it's like, it's other races outside of this.
but
took a picture of a black hole. Boy, who knows what the fuck they gonna do next? Y'all niggas stupid, and y'all don't got y'all eyes on the prize. Y'all lost sight.
Oh my God. But that
Benadryl is fucking my dog up.
He's so stupid. But even with that, cousin, Facebook in and of itself is fucking racist. Because how is it that I could come across posts, I see in comments, people talk all the time, well, you know, and, you know, calling Black people's niggas and saying some of everything. And I'm like, And I sit there and I, you know, never go in the comments. But sometimes, you know, I go in the comments because, you know, I like to make myself mad. I don't know. It's a weird thing. I don't know what it is. But I go in comments and I be like, and I see some shit. I just don't. I'm like, oh, well, this is just completely racist. So I report it. I report the comment for, like, hate speech or violence or whatever. And then they be like, oh, well, we didn't see anything wrong with what this person said. Like, everything they say, it totally checks out. If you know. And I'm just like, fucking how? But then Facebook will flag my comment because I literally use the word white. Huh. Like, Facebook will flag your comments or your posts if you use the word in the correct spelling. That's why you see everything under the sun besides the actual correct spelling of the word white.
Don't tell them, you're giving the algorithm.
Right, the algorithm.
Don't give them the algorithm.
But y'all know what I'm saying. You know, if you're on Facebook, then you know what you got to do. Listen. So it's just like, it's just one of those things. It's like, the hell. Like,
all this shit fucked up, man.
It is. It is. And I don't know what's going to happen. I know downtown Chicago, Michigan Avenue done boarded back up because we reaching the end of the George Floyd trial. The defense had its closing arguments today. I haven't listened.
If it goes down, I'm going to be live down there. And
We are live doing the Chicago riots.
It's going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy. I told you we was going to get down on the floor. We're going to get four levels.
See, you thought we was just some random podcast. Nah. We know investigative journalism.
Look, I've been on the inside.
We.
Look, let me shut up.
But podcast. Yeah. So Michigan Avenue done boarded up. A lot of companies and stuff done started boarding up because they don't know what's gonna happen when the verdict comes back. And also in Chicago, CPD is under lots of scrutiny because the video just got released of them shooting this 13-year-old Latinx child.
Latinos don't play.
They don't. They babies. They don't. And they were out protesting today. And it's not going to be pretty. I don't know what's going to happen, but shit ain't going to be good. Also in Chicago, scandal news. Our goddamn mayor is in a scandal right now. Rumors have it that she has an affair on her wife. Another woman. Okay. Somebody from her security detail.
Oh, that's a swole woman.
Also, that when the wife found out, she in turn beat the mayor. And the daughter calls the police to say that her mom is beating up her mom. Oh, Lord.
Welcome to Chicago.
Oh, man. I was just what?
Hey. This simulation is getting wild, son. Let me tell you something. Man, this shit getting wild.
I was like,
you can't predict it. You can't predict it. Like, what the fuck is that?
I'm like, so, if y'all don't know.
You know what?
What, cousin?
We have too much access to each other.
What you mean? Oh, you talking about like with social media and stuff?
Damn. Nobody would've known about that had we not had the internet. Except for the people maybe in the neighborhood. You know about the mayor. It might spread like that. But, you know, people in California wouldn't know.
No.
It wouldn't have been like worldwide like that.
Right. Like that shit was on, Twitter.
Shut up.
That's how I found out. I'm just like, what? So for those who don't know, our mayor, Lori Lightfoot,
Chicago house. Like when she become the mayor, she got to like stay in her regular house.
Well, they had an apartment, but then they moved to like the northwest side to some mansion over there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
she be there in the mansion.
Shut up. So. For those who don't know, Lori Lightfoot, she is a short African American woman, and her wife is a tall white woman.
Oh, you got beat by a white woman in this climate?
Hence the reason why beating her or fighting her, allegedly, it has not been proven.
Lori's biological daughter, like through like some dick she had back in the day?
Boy, shut the fuck up. No, I don't know. I believe that it was, I can't remember who carried. I think
it was a joint baby.
I think so. So yeah. So it's just like, man, that is wild. And apparently what happened was, I don't know. I think it said, Lori. No, the lady she was cheating with, boyfriend, finds out and comes to the hotel. So then, because the girlfriend gets into it with the boyfriend, and then it kind of turns into like this blackmail thing, like, if you don't do whatever, then I'm going to tell your wife.
Oh, man, he hit her with the Hamilton move?
And I'm just like, yeah, damn. Scandalous. I was like, good Lord. I only left Chicago for 3 days.
I don't know how to say no. To this.
She said no.
Okay.
Please don't go, man, sir. Geez. I don't know about any letters.
I don't believe it. Because ask me what I would do if my girlfriend.
What would you do, cousin?
Because I don't know what I would do if my girlfriend said, you cheat on me with Lori Lightfoot. We don't even know if she got feet. Floating around the back. Do she got feet?
Oh, God. I hate you.
They're like a ghost.
Shut up, man.
It's because her hair looks soft.
Like, I hate you.
Look like she got some soft hair on the top of her head.
Well, I don't know if my fucking hair soft or not. I see that should be looking dry. I'm going to put some fucking oil on that shit. But Lori Lightfoot has done a lot of good. She's done a lot of questionable things, but hey,
you
a politician in Chicago. You always got to do some questionable shit. That's just how it is. That's just how we set up.
She got beat up by a tall white.
Not the White Walkers. Boy, shut up. Domestic violence is not funny, guys.
By an alien. I told y'all weren't ready for the aliens.
Oh, Lord, yeah, so I think those are all the a volcano erupted.
Shut up. No, I'm not doing this. What the fuck is going on? Like a real volcano?
Yes, a real volcano.
Like is a tsunami coming to hit something now?
What happened? What was this? It was some
island
in the Caribbean. This was back on Monday, Monday.
You know, it take a minute for like the water to move across the ocean.
Yeah, but no, it
Oh, we just gonna brush it off?
No,
it's gonna hit Africa.
It's not gonna hit Africa. Where did that come from?
It's Caribbean. It's right here, and if it's on the Caribbean,
the Caribbean push. Is not just in.
I'm saying it's gonna push the water. That's what happened. It's like it's an earthquake over here, and then it'd be like a tsunami in Japan.
Okay, good.
Ain't that how it happened? And when you had the earthquake over here in California, you know, and this big ass tsunami in Japan. If I'm wrong, I'm not sure. I just know Mother Earth is upset, and whoever's fucking around, you know. So you know what happened? You remember Godzilla?
Wait, 21 hours ago.
Wait a minute. What? It erupted again.
Okay. So it happened Friday. Okay, that's when I saw it. So in Saint Vincent, I'm trying to figure out where the hell that is. They said. After more than 2 days since Friday's eruption, another strong explosive episode from the volcano summit crater occurred yesterday. Major explosion started at around 12:49 p.m. local time. A typical tall and dense ash plume rose to estimated 3 kilometers.
How tall is that? I don't use the King's map.
I don't know. I have to do some goddamn conversions.
We should have used the King's measurements. That's because we won that war. It's because Hamilton used the guns when they were still downtown.
It's the island of Saint Vincent.
Where is that?
It just says the Caribbean island.
Okay.
I have to go look. And is it an affected island?
But it's probably not no big. These niggas talking about it like they probably like right there looking at it. So it's probably not no big volcano. Shit not covering ash. Not the what is that?
It's in Granada's
Yellowstone National Park. in that caliber.
Yeah, no, 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 it's not like that. But St. Vincent and Grenadines is close to, it's between Grenada and St. Lucia.
What the fuck are you talking about?
The island.
Of what?
That's the name of the island.
Okay, what you naming these islands, like I know what their placement is in the water.
Okay.
I keep thinking you're finna be like, and that's next to Florida.
It's closer to South America.
Okay.
It's by Venezuela. So okay. It's the top part of South America.
Thank you, cousin.
You're welcome. Clearly somebody didn't pay attention in geometry. I mean geography.
Okay, you looking at a map right now telling me what everything next to it, nigga. Tell me.
Nigga, I know in a generalized location where shit be at.
You know all of the names of the Caribbean islands.
No.
That I could have said, oh, it's next to this island. You'd have been like, oh yeah, that makes perfect sense.
That's why I gave examples to other stuff it was by.
Other islands.
Yes.
That you know the name of by heart?
Yes.
You okay. St. Lucius.
St. Lucia.
That's why I want to go for my 45th birthday.
Shut up. I don't appreciate you making fun of me.
I knew about that shit when I was 10. I knew I was going to say, you ain't know about it.
Anywho, that's what's going on, cousin. What's going on with y'all? Y'all ain't going to tell us.
We gonna come find y'all. And then the whole world gonna know what's going on.
I was like, man, do you know what happened to the listeners of the Cousin Time podcast? Mm-hmm. They went after him.
Ain't gonna be on news. You gonna hear, man. Then we gonna leave your podcast playing, playing the Cousin Time podcast on repeat.
Yep.
And we gonna act like we don't know nothing about it when they come and ask us. And, nope. And when they ask me about this episode, I'm gonna tell them I don't know nothing about what they talking about.
Shut up. Stupid, but if you got something you want to tell us, I guess you could email us at thecustownpodcast@gmail.com. Okay,
what up?
Hey,
she cousin. Oh man. Got a couple questions I'm gonna throw at you. Blind fire.
Hey.
Okay, I'm gonna throw three at you and then you can answer one.
Oh, okay.
Okay. No man, we can answer three. Have you?
No, let's answer. Come on, let's do it.
Okay, you ready? You ready?
Yes.
And the first question is, what's the creepiest / most disturbing internet rabbit hole you've ever got yourself into? That's one.
Okay. Oh, well, you're gonna ask and answer.
Yeah, I'm gonna ask, and then you can pick with your answer for the next one. How often do you fantasize about past sexual encounters?
Okay. We're getting spicy.
What is a disturbing fact you wish you could unlearn?
Oh God. Okay. We're gonna take a step back. Let's answer the first question. That's the first question. That's probably the safest one for right now. You know. Rabbit holes. I wanna say probably back at the beginning of last year when stupid ass Trump was still in office and he was into it with, like, North Korea. I thought we were going to fucking die. I thought we was finna get bombs dropped on us. I was legit. I went down a rabbit hole of, like, nuclear weapons and, like, what's the distance you got to be in. If they get dropped in this location, like, how much time do I have and where can I go and what do I need to do? Literally was like, okay. So what's the minimum safe distance I have to be if I'm at home or if I'm downtown, if I'm at work, do I even have a chance? Like, what do I do? It straight rabbit hole. Literally for like a month, I thought we were all going to fucking die by EMP and then nuclear bomb being dropped on Chicago. I think that's probably my biggest one.
I think I went down the rabbit hole. It was a long, long time ago. It was an alien rabbit hole. And then ran across this video on that where they started talking about like every alien that the government had knowledge of and like,
oh, yeah,
was like friendly or not.
Yeah, I remember that.
And I was just like, yo, what? Like, they pulled up, like, no. And then the government just came out and said aliens is real and stuff like that. And I'm just like, y'all got to be kidding me.
I remember that video because we was watching that shit like, you, who the fuck came up with this?
Right. Like, no, this is what they,
like, do. Even if it wasn't real, like, who came up with this? Like, I don't, that's not okay. I'm trying to think. I think that was the rabbit hole that I went down. The most intense one.
All right, cousin, the next two, I can, you can.
I'm gonna answer him because I ain't no bitch, y'all.
I ain't saying you.
Oh, okay, cousin, don't call me that, but sometimes.
Well, go ahead, then, cousin. We'll say some of these other questions for later. Then.
Which one? Which man?
No, I was gonna give you another three to answer out of the thing.
So. Oh. Uh-huh.
And then you can come back to those.
I was just gonna answer him.
Okay, well, go ahead, cousin. Do you want to? Which one are you doing next?
Give me just one of them, no matter.
You want to say the how often you fantasize? Or you want to use the disturbing fact you wish you could unlearn?
I'm gonna ask, bro. Disturbing fact I wish I could unlearn. That you eat spiders while you sleep.
That's not true.
Who said it wasn't true? So I could learn that
YouTube,
as fact.
Okay. YouTube said it was not true.
Okay.
One of them fact channels.
Okay. All right. Thank you. That was probably the most disturbing thing I ever heard in my life. Disturbing fact.
I wish I never saw like nobody get like no boil or nothing like busted like in like a visual situation. Wish I never saw that and been like, oh man, you know, you can go to YouTube and go right there for that. I hate that.
I can't think of a disturbing fact that I know.
I don't even know if that's a disturbing fact. This is a visual that I wish.
Yeah,
I'd never
I don't like those things either. fact that I wish I did not know. If I don't remember, it's probably because I made myself not right. I blocked that shit out of my fucking memory.
Nah, I seen a cat kill a squirrel. And then I watched all this Animal Planet and I thought, yep, I was ready.
And then cousin had to remove said dead SQL.
I never had to touch no dead animal. Yeah, I ain't gonna even lie. Yeah, I did. But I ain't know that squirrel. That was rough. I looked at the cat, man, you know what I'm saying? I'd be like, if somebody like you put the pizza in the oven, mm-hmm, right?
Right.
And then you took the pizza out the oven, mm-hmm, and like I walked past you and I saw you looking at the pizza and like you was eating the pizza and I looked at you and you was like, I'm eating this pizza. But then I came back and you wasn't at the pizza, so I threw the pizza in the trash. And you come back and then like,
what the fuck my pizza?
I like that cat probably fucking hate me because I threw that squirrel right in the trash.
Yeah.
I like, that squirrel ain't finna bring no goddamn. I said, I hate how dead animals smell. Had to pass that shit on the way to school when I used to have to walk 15 miles to school.
Yeah, I can't think of any disturbing facts that I wish I didn't know. If I don't remember it, it's probably because I pushed that shit to the deepest recesses of my mind, so I don't fucking remember it. Yeah, I can't think of anything for that. If I do later, then I'll let y'all know. I just add it, be like, oh, y'all, I remember my disturbing fact.
And last question, how often do you fantasize about sexual encounters? Past sexual encounters.
How often do I fantasize about past, every day?
Every day? I don't think I too much reflect. If I had to rank it, like, on a 1 to 10, I don't think I really too much reflect on it unless it's, like, come up. I'm not just, like, sitting there like, oh, man, I remember last Tuesday, like, Jesus. Ooh, like, did you get out of it? Like, ooh, am I sweating? I feel like I'm sweating.
I do.
because you sweat. You want to turn the arrow? And I was feeling hot. I might probably take one of these hoodies off. No, I thought I was just like.
No, that's definitely my ass though. But it's mostly in like those are like what my dreams are, mm-hmm. a lot of time. And then when I'm just daydreaming, it's just every day.
So you would say often,
every day.
Look at your ass. I was. I very strongly agree.
Agree. You do it every day, once a month, twice a month, often, never. Every day. I don't have shit to do at work, but just be in my head all day. I'm like,
think about that time I had sex.
Yeah, might as well. Why not?
That was good. And I'm gonna call him.
Like, I need to do that again.
You want a bonus question, cousin?
Sure.
Let's do a bonus question. You're offered the ability to absorb the knowledge of any book you touch instantly.
Oh.
But the way it works is that time freezes and it won't unfreeze until you finish reading the book cover to cover.
Huh.
Do you accept this power or a curse?
Yeah, I accept it. My whole thing is knowing everything. So I got fucking 6 books in my room right now that I started and have not finished reading, and I just need to finish.
But like, check this
and
out.
I can do it.
But time freezes.
Right.
For you.
For me. So
you read the book, but you age and everything. Like, you don't stop aging and stuff like that. So like, if you reading books and stuff like that, you got to read it from cover to cover.
Well,
you better read the books. I'm in the middle of the game.
Look, does it work for audiobooks? I would still do it. It just probably wouldn't be a situation where
read the back.
I'm just doing this. You know, I'm reading like I'm trying to read like 15 books at a time. And also depends on.
Well, this question is back because they say you can gain the power of the knowledge of the book from just a touch. So why would you have to read it?
Oh, cover to wait, cover? Yeah.
This is a bad question for Reddit. Because how would you rate this question on the scale of 1 to 10?
The question you just gave me.
It had good. Solid beginning.
Yeah.
The end was kind of good too. I feel like they mixed two questions
into one.
But I do like that question. But if you could have the power to absorb the books, but I guess in a situation you had that you would have to put some type of spin on it. That was all.
Yeah.
You couldn't absorb it from just touch. You would have to read it. I think.
Right.
Any book you wanted, would just have to read it from cover to cover.
I would, I'll do that on like a weekend where it's like, I don't necessarily have anything to do. Mm-hmm. So I'm not really missing out on anything.
I mean, you won't miss nothing.
What you mean?
Time freezes.
Okay.
So it's like, are we finna get ready to go do the movies and stuff? He's like, you know what? I really want to get to read this book. And then you read the book, and then I'm like getting in the middle of getting ready to go do the thing.
Right.
And you like sit down and you read this book, and then I'm like, did you get older? That's not what you said you was wearing. You're like, shit, where were we going?
But in my
always do this.
But in my head, I'm thinking like
your ass comfortable. Like we said, we was finna get ready to go.
Oh shit! What time is it? 3:00. Oh lord.
Oh, because you had to remember to look at the time.
But see, I can read on a schedule. So if it was a situation, okay, time freeze, I would figure out what would be most advantageous of me to like. So when would be the best time to freeze time for me to read?
Mm-hmm.
So then that way I could read, and I guess it's going to fuck somebody up in some situation, but I guess which would be best to not.
It's not going
to upset. To mess up anything that's in like my immediate circle.
No, but nothing will mess up. When you stop time, everything stops. The only thing that keeps moving is you. So it's like you would just have to make sure that you back on par with where you stop time at. So if we were going to go get ready to do something, or you was like, oh, my Uber coming 5 minutes, I'm going to read a book.
But no, that's what I'm saying. Like, I wouldn't do that.
Oh, and then finish it, but and then it take you like
so like if
it, seven so, hours to read the
so
book.
So if it took me like I think the fastest I've ever read a book was probably like 2 days.
So it take you 2 days to read a book, but the sky's not moving. All of this stuff, it's just 2 days in your life, personally.
Right.
So then when you get done and you come back, it's still that 5 minutes before your Uber's supposed to get there. And then you just continue.
So time in my world has moved, but not time anywhere else.
Correct.
Gotcha. Okay. Huh. All right, then. Okay. We can do that. Yeah.
You accept this, Bible?
Yeah, I accept that.
Let me see what the people that read it have said. So I can move freely when time's frozen? Or am I just stuck there reading? Because if it's the former, what's the problem?
Right.
If it's the latter, I can learn a lot of skills easily. Or freeze time just by touching Clifford and having a nap. Oh, yeah. Right, but like, oh, I need a nap. Touch this little kid's book and then go sleep. Stupid. And wake back up and then read that book hella fast and be like, all right, I'm charged now. Ooh, that's dangerous. Man, yeah, I'd be charged up. You'd be messing around. I'd walk over and be like, what did you write on this paper? Uh-huh.
I mean, I couldn't say no to that.
That's a decent power.
Yeah. I will fuck with that power. Yeah, I like that. Cousin had a question for me before I left. And we were saving it for you guys. It was like, if you were in a situation where you had to sing a song from beginning to end, no music, unprompted, word for word, can you do it? A lot of people think they can. But a lot of people don't know the words to songs. Mm-hmm. I said I could. And I did. Cause my song.
I think mine's would be 50 Cent Places to Go.
Mm-hmm.
Like from when he first came out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that would be Got Places to Go. Yeah. I'll write that. Look at that.
Okay.
I didn't think I had one. I think that's my one.
Okay. I have one.
How about y'all tell us what the fuck y'all can sing? How about that? How about writing us to the fucking email we keep telling y'all? How about engaging with the people you listening to? I mean, the people, yeah, you listening to us. I said it right.
Yeah, yeah. Y'all have upset cousin. Right. Look at that. You made me sad and you made him upset.
My cousin mad. My cousin sad, so I'm mad.
Yep. That's y'all.
No, it's cool. It's cool. I'm going to see you at work.
Awesome.
I'm going to see you at your place of employment. I know you listen to this at on the toilet.
Ooh.
I'm gonna be there
in your car.
Make sure you pull that shower curtain back. All right, there. That's why I'm in. I'm scared. I'm not yet. Don't be scared. It's close.
Oh God!
Since we still just bullshitting. Like,
oh,
man,
wait,
I'm just,
I didn't say my song.
Oh, well, go ahead, cousin. I thought you said it.
No, I was like, if you know me, then you know my song is Tequila.
Oh,
by
said.
Dan and Shay.
Nah.
I can sing that bitch unprompted, beginning to end with the bridge. Don't get it twisted.
And the drum solo.
I did. So then I was just going through like songs in my head. Like, what could I sing from beginning to end? Oh, I know. I remember the third song because I was like, I had three songs. Remember?
I could probably, I couldn't do all the Golden Girls. Back in the day, I could do all the Golden Girls.
But see, here's the thing: like Golden Girls got a secret second verse that don't nobody know about.
No, right.
Yeah, that fuck you up. I sang that shit at karaoke one time, as long as hell. But so Dan and Shay Tequila, and then I did Lil' Kim, How Many Licks.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third song that I almost had, I was so mad I messed up at the end, was Eminem Superman.
Yeah, that's a hard one right there.
I know, I wanted to challenge myself.
Challenge,
yes. I want to challenge myself to see.
Challenge.
I did pretty good. I need to put that back in my rotation. You know, you forget a song, you ain't listened to it in a while, and it come back, I'm like, damn, I forgot how this shit go. But yeah. But what was you gonna say, cousin? Because you said we were still fucking
around. Yeah, fucking around. I said, cousin, what animal that doesn't fly currently would you be terrified that if it did start flying?
Oh, Jesus Christ. So something that doesn't fly that I don't want to fly.
Yeah.
Horses.
Oh my God. The Jersey Devil?
Flying horses.
No, that'd be like Pegasus.
Yeah, I guess you're right. No, I'm not really scared. I'm not scared of horses.
I am. This is a fucking big ass teeth. It's gonna fly out the air, bite your head off.
Cousin, grab your whole fucking shoulder and just take your ass off.
Cousin, a horse can bite your head like sideways.
Yep.
That's terrifying. Thought you had good. This girl, I know a girl that dyed her hair all red. A horse fly past her, thought her head was an apple.
My ass.
Right out the goddamn.
Let me see.
You gotta be careful, man.
What's an animal?
The new then? Predators up in the sky.
Because goddamn, cousin, snakes.
Oh Jesus! Like dragons.
Yeah, but dragons. No, but not, but yeah,
like
but,
the war bats from goddamn King Kong. Oh Lord! Goddamn skull crawlers.
Oh yeah.
Cousin.
Which is terrifying.
Oh
too.
No! No! My ass. At first, I was gonna say alligator.
Oh, God.
That's still just a big-ass dragon.
Mm-hmm.
That horse is terrifying.
Hey, kangaroos.
Them niggas already got out for us.
First of all, kangaroos wake up and choose violence.
Every day. Australia. Hot as fucking Australia. Mine just wake up mad, too. Talk about some... Fuck! I dream I was a penguin.
Fucking hot. I hate this place. It's like, oh, look here. Get the fuck away from me. It's hot as hell out here. You got to carry a baby around this goddamn meat pouch.
Uh-oh, shut up. Damn, meat
pouch. Motherfucker keep kicking me and shit. Mm-mm. Oh, man.
I can't think, man. That shit. All of that shit scary. Oh, anything that's on the ground is supposed to be on the ground.
Hey, cousin, possums.
Hell no. God, them things be scary.
What y'all think gonna be scary? I'm gonna stop asking y'all niggas questions because y'all don't care. Because they don't really care about us.
Look, because it's cool.
But, cousin, I got a question for you.
What you got?
What's an animal you think you could take in a boxing
all
match?
All of them. Man, them animals ain't shit.
Okay.
No, I seen them. I just recently heard what a bear could do to a tiger.
Uh-huh.
And I know how strong a tiger is. Tigers is all muscle. I seen a tiger. They had a tiger stand up to get this milk and then muscle. Uh-huh. And man, I didn't even know tigers knew how to flex.
Yeah, nigga.
The muscles bulging all out. Damn, this tiger flexes on this nigga hard. Biceps is like, boom.
Yeah, like, yeah. I love tigers. They ain't nothing to fuck with.
But they was like in a fight with a bear. Every time, the bear gonna fuck them up. Mm-hmm. So they say, you know how you gonna lose to a bear?
How?
Stamina. Mm. They said bears won't stop fighting ever.
Okay.
That's what they said. That's all right. What the scientists said. Scientists, you know, they was like, yo, they could just keep going and not stop. And tigers have very short wind.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because they are, what they call them, they are ambush predators.
Mm.
So they got that ambush.
Okay.
And then it's time to eat.
All right. You like a solid plan to me.
I mean, anything that's, you talk about weight class. If it's in my weight class, I probably could knock it out.
Okay.
And you want to start talking about, motherfucker, Jaguar is like only like 200 some pounds. But you, again, right. And as much shit that eat a whole deer. It's just solid.
You know, eat red meat all day. Yeah, like pure protein.
Fast as fuck. This nigga take an alligator out the water. Like, I can't do that. I don't possess the strength to do that. I'll punch an alligator in the top of the head. You know how hard I gotta punch an alligator right. In the top of the head to...
For it to do something and you not hurt yourself?
If I'm going to fight an animal, I'm going to have some gloves on.
Okay.
Because my plan is to hit this... animal hard as fuck. It hurts.
Yeah.
Man, I might deter it, but you know, I'm not finna use my bare hands against If an animal bite my fucking hand, no. I break my hand on an animal jaw. Man, I have some gloves, man. If I catch it the right way, I see a zebra. Fucking, I could dislocate a jaw. They still have bone structure.
Yes, they do.
And I catch it. That leopard jumping me the right way, I catch him with an uppercut.
Yeah,
it'd be a bad day. I click them teeth together. It'd be a bad day for that jaguar. Yeah. Bear Grylls could come back. Like, no. Like, no, man, it's part of my show.
Now it's a part of your show.
Nah. But yeah, I think if it's in the same weight class, I'm good. Mm-hmm. You start talking about like, yeah, those things that's out of my weight class, and it's like, yo, they gonna automatically come with some strength that I can't come with. But you're talking about little baby caiman, I ain't fucking with no snakes.
Okay.
I just want that to be known.
Okay.
They're warp bats.
Mm-mm.
And my ass, cobra lunged at me, I punched the shit out of that cobra. Pow! I don't even think the cobra would be hurt. You gotta whip that shit like goddamn like that song. Remember that song, Whip It?
Yeah.
Whip It. Man, I'm old. That Whip It.
Oh, man. Lord, have mercy.
Yeah. How y'all doing out there?
Good. What y'all can fight?
Good.
Do y'all think about past sexual experiences all day, every day? Like, what's your story? What deep hole?
Hey, you right? Man, we're gonna have one of them cousin time things that says having technical difficulties. We're gonna have like sweeping up the
right. What rabbit hole do you find yourself going into? What a fact you wish you did not know that you found out? Email us, mm-hmm. please. tell us. We want
to
know.
What's something completely false that you've gotten people to believe is completely true?
About me or just in general?
In general.
I'd be lying to y'all. Everybody for the fact that I'd be lying to them. Yeah. No, I convinced my little sister. I convinced her that Reese cups were made when two people got into a car accident and one was eating chocolate. One was eating peanut butter. Like on Family Guy. If you saw the episode of Family Guy, you know what the fuck I'm talking about. So I told my sister that that's how Reese cups were made because Officer Reese found it in school. So imagine, like, 10 years later, she's older, watching Family Guy. I get a call and she's like, you fucking lied to me. What are you talking about? I just watched Family Guy and I just saw that's not how Reese cups are made. I was like, girl.
Her watch this, I was like, oh my god, I don't believe they got
this story. That shit was so funny. I forgot I told her that shit. Oh man, I'll tell you, my sister was like 23 years old. I told her this shit, she was like 10. The longest lie ever. Oh man, I tell you, that shit was so fucking funny. Man,
Shut your ass up.
Oh, man. Mm. Cousin, mm-hmm. Do you got one?
I don't think so. My ass was the hero.
I cannot.
I'm the only villain out here.
Oh, my goodness.
Right now, I'm floating, and I have things like levitating around me, like Magneto or something like that, if you could imagine that.
I'm Magneto.
I said, like, here you go. Like, nobody trying to even take your shine. You asked me a question.
Really?
I said I was floating like Magneto. And then you got locked on, like, how he, like, his mannerisms?
Yes.
Like, you can't do that.
Whatever. Cousin ain't got nothing.
Cousin out of the building.
Are you fucking Batman?
Was that my cousin? Do I have to leave?
What are you?
He said he was gonna call. It's a bomb in the building.
I cannot. There's a bomb under the bus.
I'm going to drive the bus into the building.
I cannot deal. Because you know what I'm excited for?
The Mortal Kombat.
I am excited for Mortal Kombat. Have you guys been to the movies yet?
Oh, shit. We talking to these niggas?
Yes, we talking to these
What's up, niggas? I ain't see y'all come in. Oh, it's still just me and my cousin.
Oh, I'm excited. I'm glad the movies are back. I've seen three movies in a 1 month time span, and I am totally happy with that.
Woo! The nachos are terrible.
Cousin is not a fan of the nachos
anymore. I'm gonna sneak me some Raymond's number two in there when I go next time.
I know that's right.
Mistake. Tacos.
Tacos. With a corn tortilla.
Oh, that's a Mexican corn.
Oh.
Oh, I know I'm finna fuck it up next time I go
to Hell yeah, fuck it up. They're gonna be fuck like, it up.
Sir, I'm like, ma'am.
Mortal Kombat come out Friday. Should I get our tickets?
That sounds good.
Cool.
On the set.
Bye-bye. Marvel is getting back in the swing of things.
Is Black Widow finally coming out?
Black Widow comes out in July.
Damn.
Yeah, they pushed it back again.
This movie better be good.
They pushed it back again until July. I'm thinking they wanted to do it after the TV shows because Loki come out in June.
Okay.
Black Widow was really supposed to come out in May. Maybe. So I'm thinking, I don't know for sure.
I'm trying to give them a pass, but part of me is like, this movie's supposed to be out.
Last year.
4 years ago.
Yeah.
And I'm saying.
Yeah. But they just dropped the trailer for Shang-Chi.
Saw that.
I think that's going to be pretty good. It's going to be
a whole lot of kicks in there.
Yes. It's going to be different. And I'm ready. I told Cousin earlier that I am excited for post-movie in-scene credits. Post-credit in-scene shows. Whatever. Listen, I'm high. But yeah, I'm excited to have a post-credit scene. It's just something about giving me just a little bit of what's to come.
Have you seen Godzilla? If you haven't, don't sit down and stay. There ain't no post-credit scene.
Yeah.
Piss me off.
Marvel spoiled us with that. And while I'll be sitting there watching a whole ass suspense movie, like, is it something going to happen? Something else gonna happen?
Is the killer gonna
get back up?
That was never even a thing before. Except in Jackie Chan movies when he would just show himself fucking himself up the whole movie.
What? It was a VHS movie that I had. Can't remember the goddamn name of it right now. But one day, you know, so the movie went off and I went up and started doing other shit. I'm like, you know, I'll rewind it in a minute or whatever. But when I came back to the TV, I'm like, wait a minute, the movie's still on? Post-credit scene.
What movie?
I can't remember. I remember the first time I saw it was on The Incredibles. The Incredibles has a post-credit scene. I think Finding Nemo does.
All Pixar movies have post-credit. And then
it was, situation. But no, it was a real like live-action movie. I'm trying to remember who it was. I wish I could remember right now. But, But yeah, I'm excited for that and to see what they got going on. The lighter was on the floor. But I'm excited for that. Yeah, so I'm glad that the world is kind of sort of getting halfway back to what it kind of was used to be.
And
a little bit.
And if this cryptocurrency go up, then I'm going to be rich in the new world. Yeah,
Dogecoin. Put it all in Dogecoin.
I'm going to be rich in the new world. I see y'all there.
I know that's right. Listen, don't talk to me when I become rich. Except for you. You can talk to me.
If you write into the show. No, write into the show and tell me if you want me to talk to you.
I bet we get some answers now. Like, I'll talk to you, cousin. Shut up. Shut the fuck up.
You didn't want to talk to me.
When
my Dogecoin was low.
Right. Now you want to talk to me.
But now that my Dogecoin busting, you want to be a part of this.
Right. You trying to be a part of this Doge life. Mm-mm. You just can't join Doge life.
You're not equipped for the Doge.
Mm-mm. Not at all. But,
it's been good rapping with you.
Yes, you know, I believe this was a fun, you know, get back to the swing of things.
And we only getting better. Look, we're gonna put out a post midweek trailer to mm-hmm. show you like what we got coming. And man, we got some big things in the work.
Big things coming.
And we want you to be a part of it. And we want your input. Write us at Cousin Time Podcast. At CousinTimePodcast@gmail.com. Look at me, man. Look, I know where the fuck y'all supposed to be sending this shit to. Y'all the niggas is not doing.
Hey, you know what? I checked the emails. We ain't getting not one. Y'all ain't shit.
I'm so disappointed in y'all.
I'm so disappointed in y'all. Like, nothing.
Rain, tell me if you even give a fuck that I'm disappointed. I just want to talk to y'all.
Tell us anything. We just want to know about you guys.
We finna do some real shit, and we gonna have
the 10th episode.
We gonna have a theme song, you know what I'm saying? And you know,
hell yeah,
we gonna do a whole lot of stuff, man. Yeah. Stick with us, you know what I'm saying? It's gonna be a wild and crazy year.
Trust the process. Trust
my cousin, and don't make my cousin sad. Because if you make cousin sad, then you're gonna make cousin mad, and then. That's a bad duo.
And I don't like, and see, I don't like when my cousin is mad, because then when cousin get mad.
Yeah, and then that's
true. Because we are cousin.
Man, it's just a bad day.
It's just
write the Cousin Time Podcast at CousinTimePodcast@gmail.com. I'm sorry.
And as always, I am she cousin.
And I am he cousin.
And together
we have the power.
Holler.